Blog Talk Radio. I told God yes. I was eager to do what he told me to in obedience. Looking out in the crowd, I see eyes closed, tears falling, hands lifted, people praising and worshiping too. They didn't see me, they only saw you. It felt good, but something was missing. See, I'm empty inside, and I'm wondering why. Will I ever feel what they felt from me? I didn't know the price of yes. What cost me so much?
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you, crying out to you, got nothing left to lose. Father,
broken.
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you, crying out to you, got nothing left to do. Father, hear my plea, need you to rescue me, 'cause I'm broken.
To say, not sure where I start. I'm afraid to begin. It's all falling apart. See, I thought because I was working for you, everything wrong you would undo, but it wasn't quite true. It's hard to admit that I can't feel you like I used to, 'cause I'm in ministry and I'm messed up. I'm confused with no one to talk to. I need a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough, 'cause this is the thing you've anointed me to do.
Broken.
Woo.
Cause there's a line left in you to do for me. Now that you're broken,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to thank God tonight for this night, this Thursday night, to be back with you all. It's been a while. We praise God and thank God that we're able to be on tonight. We just want to give God the glory, honor, and praise. Tonight will be a short night, probably about 30 minutes, due to the fact that Pastor Flint is still out of the country in the DR, but hopefully we'll be back home very soon. So I'm just going to just touch bases just so that you all know that we are still here and accounted for. And I've been traveling also back and forth from California, so I've been kind of out of pocket also, but God knows that we truly miss you all, and we just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on tonight. We just want to thank him, and we just want to thank you, Lord God, for this day, the day that you have made. And God, we're just praying for each and every person that's on this line. We're just praying for ourselves, God, asking God to continue to bless us, keep us, cover us with your holy, your precious blood, God. We just want to thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, God. This is the day that you have made, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we just thank you, God, because you're doing something amazing, and we are excited for what you're doing, God. I take the expectations off of you, knowing, God, I take the limits off of you, but high expectations that I have for you, God, knowing that you do all, you heal all, God, and I'm just loving you, loving you, loving you every day of my life. Tonight, we're going to do testimonies. We're going to do praise. I'll read the Jesus calling, and then we'll let you go for tonight, and then you come back on next Thursday. Hopefully, Pastor Flint will be back with us, that he can bring a great word. But Jesus is saying tonight, you are mine for all time and beyond time into eternity. No power can deny you your inheritance in heaven. I want you to realize how utterly secure you are, even if you falter as you journey through life. I will never let go of your hand. Knowing that your future is absolutely assured can free you to live abundantly today. I have prepared this day for you with the most tender concern and attention to detail. Instead of approaching the day as a blank page that you need to fill up, try living it in a responsive mode, being on the lookout for all that I am doing. This sounds easy, but it requires a deep level of trust based on the knowledge that my way is perfect. Praise be, we have three scriptures. The first one coming from 1 Peter 1:3-4, it says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Excuse me. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you. Psalms 37:23-24. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Psalms 18:30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. Glory to God. We thank God for that word on tonight. And we're just going to continue to praise them tonight. If you have a testimony, praise report, or a prayer request, please press 1, and I will unmute your phone so that you can speak on tonight. If you have a prayer request, testimony, a message, or just want to acknowledge that you are here, please press 1, and I will acknowledge, I will unmute your phones. All right, well, we're just going to continue to give the glory and give him the praise. And, you know, tonight, if I would have anything to talk about, it would be how much I love you, Jesus. And I love him because he's done so much for me. You all know my testimony. You all know where I've been and where I've come from. So you know that I just love him because he loves me so much. And I know that he loves me because he woke me up this morning. I know that he loves me because he spared my life. I know that he loves me because I had no bad news, but he loves me because I'm his child. And you know, as a mother or a father, that we love our children, and God is our father, so we know that he loves us, he nurtures us, he continues to take care of us, he provides for us, he heals us. So God is a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. But God loves us. He loves us more than we love ourselves. And if we loved ourselves as much as he loves us, then some of the things that we do, we wouldn't do. Some of the things, me for one, the things that I put in my body, knowing that this is the temple that he made, I wouldn't put in. You know, I wouldn't damage what God has made for me. So, you know, I know for a fact. And he continues to keep me alive, and he continues to just every day wake me up. But I just thank him. I thank him for loving me so, so much. And he loves you too. So if nobody told you today that they love you, I love you, but God loves you more. And just take that and just hold it to your heart, knowing that God loves you. He loves you dearly. And I thank God for just loving me. And we're going to just continue to just love on him tonight. And I'm just thanking him. I'm just thanking him. I'm thanking him because he's so great and greatly to be praised. So great to be praised. I'm going to play another song. If no one else has anything to say. Like I said, I wasn't going to keep you long. I just wanted to come on tonight to let you know that we are still here and we are accounted for, let you know that Blog Thursdays are still here. We've just been out of town for a little minute there, back and forth. The first week I was in California to visit my son for his senior night, and then the next week I had to go and visit my aunt, and we're asking that you keep her in prayer for her healing, and then I came back. So I just thank God for safe travel mercies. And like I said, Pastor Flint, he's been gone for maybe 3 weeks now in the Dominican Republic. So we're just asking God to continue to keep him safe and let him continue with his venture, which is closing very soon. So I thank God for wrapping that up so that he can come on back home. But we just ask that you continue to keep us in prayer. It's a lot been going on, but we just give God the glory, and that he continues to keep us strengthened, to keep us strengthened. So if no one else has anything else to say, anyone have any prayer requests or prayer, any testimonies, I'm going to say good night. I'm going to play this song as I end it. But we just thank you, God, for this night. We ask the God that you continue to keep us, bless us, protect us, guide us, protect our family members, be with them everywhere. God, I thank you for covering our dwellings with the blood of Jesus, God. I thank you that you will wake us up in the morning in our right minds with the use of our limbs, God. I thank you, God, that we won't have any bad news, but just good news. God, I ask you right now for a special prayer for my friend who's going through some things, God, and sometimes she doesn't know, hallelujah, when the end is going to come. But God, I thank you right now that you are her strength, that she is asleep tonight, and God, that you will cover that entire household and everything that she's going through, God, that she will give it to you and believe and trust you and leave it with you, God, and don't take it back. God, I thank you for covering her children right now, God. I thank you right now that everything that she's going through, Father, that you would just make her the burden light, God. I thank you that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Every word spoken against her shall be condemned in Jesus' name. I thank you right now that each and every one of our loved ones are covered with the blood. Each and every one of us that may be on the road traveling north, south, east, and west, God, you thank you, God, for keeping every pathway safe, Lord. I thank you right now God, that you are healing our bodies, Lord God. Even as I go in tomorrow for this pulmonary specialist, God, I thank you right now that I'll get good news, God. And even as I have to go to a cardiologist, God, I thank you right now that that will be a great outcome, Father. And I thank you that my breathing will be straighten out, God, and the flutter in the heart, the God, you removed that also, Father. And I thank you that COVID did not harm any of my organs, God. I thank you right now, God, because you had the final say so. Father, I thank you right now that you are doing great things, God, in our children's lives, God. I thank you right now that you are saved, sanctified, filling those that are in need of your Holy Spirit, God. I thank you right now for all that you're doing. So, God, I ask you right now until next Thursday that you keep us covered and we'll come back with awesome, awesome testimonies, God. I give you the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I thank you for coming on tonight. I love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And as this song plays out, we are dismissed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.